Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo them, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We want to thank God for our apostle and that sits by her side. Amen. Glory to God. Is Pastor Joseph Rouse, an awesome man of God, a preaching man of God, praying man of God, and whatever else you may need, man of God. He is an awesome, awesome man of God. And I want to encourage you, if you want to become partners with us, to come on in and get in where you fit in. Because God is opening doors for you to come on and get what you need. You know, you can't keep saying, you know, won't nobody help me. I'm tired of being out here by myself. Nobody won't help me to find my calls. Nobody won't help me to find where I belong. Well, you don't have to say that anymore. That's your last time. We're gonna stomp the devil head on that one. I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you want to become a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And they will tell you and go through the steps and the criteria of what you have to do. So I encourage you on this day to go ahead and inbox Apostle Rouse, which I think is on, is Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on her Facebook page, and Pastor Joseph Rouse on his Facebook page. I'm calling all men and all women to go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry, and they will get back with you ASAP. I can guarantee you they will get back with you as soon as possible. I can guarantee it. Amen. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on and partner with us, glory to God. And in partnering, you know, you will receive something that's called Moments in the Spirit. Moments in the Spirit is sent out, amen, on Sunday night, or you will get it early. You'll have it early Monday morning. So when you get up, amen, you know, some of y'all hear the rooster crow and some don't. Some of you hear the alarm clock going, so you reach over and turn it off. Amen, glory to God. You will have it by then. It's a two-minute clip that's done by none other than Minister Michelle Wilson, to give you a jump start on your Monday. And you can listen to it all week. You know, some say, well, I can't do this, I can't hear the word all week. Yes, you can. The word is going out each and everywhere now. So there's no excuse for you saying that you can't hear the word. But if you come on in and partner with us, you'll get, amen, Moments in the Spirit on Monday morning. You'll have it by then. It's an awesome, awesome two-minute clip that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, and she does an awesome job with that. And also we have Midweek Manna, amen, wherever the midweek may fall, amen. Sister Sheila is on it. She does the Midweek Manna. It's an awesome clip also, amen, that will just keep you going and keep you flowing and keep you connected, amen, to the word, amen. So I encourage you, all this, amen, you can get in partnering with us. And then you'd also get placed on our personal prayer list. Now, you know you can't buy the word. All this is $25 or more. If you want more, then you got to do more. But if all you want is, you know, $25, well, hey, then that's what you do, you know. I always say I always want to give the more. So that way I believe in God for the more. So I encourage you to come on in and partner with us. And in partnering, you'll get all this. That's a lot, amen, glory to God. So I encourage you again to come on in and partner with us so God can move in your life miraculously. Amen, glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further on Tuesday night, we have Without Walls, amen, Worldwide Ministries, glory to God, Pastor and Apostle, they do their show on Tuesday night. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's an awesome show. You don't want to miss it. I mean, it just be off the chain. Amen. It blessed my soul. So you know, come on and hear what blesses my soul, and it'll bless yours also. You know, you can hear me say it, but it's another thing to get it firsthand experience when you call in on the show and get it. If you don't, if the link will be on their Facebook page. Now it takes up to 50 callers. So you can't say you can't get in to hear what they're saying, what they're talking about, and hear how God is moving, because you can get in now. And you can also press the 1 on the show and come on in for prayer. The lines hold up to 50 people. So I encourage you to come on in and hear what God is doing on Tuesday night, because God is doing an awesome job. You know, he's still moving, so don't miss the move. Amen. And then if you come on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, and none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She did an awesome job, amen, on yesterday. If you missed it, you can also go back and hear it on demand. But, you know, that firsthand experience is just awesome. It's just awesome. And you can get it right then, right fresh off the plate. Hey, man, you done ate real good. You know, food is okay when you heat it up. Yeah, you had to go to the microwave and heat it up. Yeah, it's all right. But I like mine fresh off the stove. So that right now, when you come and hear it, hey, man, you'll get that right fresh off the stove, right out of the pot. So come on in and hear what the Lord is doing in her life, because he spoke an awesome word on yesterday. And if you missed it, you can also go back, like I said, hear it on demand. The show comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I encourage you to come on in. And don't be afraid to give. You give to her show. Amen. You can give to the ministry. Yes, you can. Amen. All it's open, glory to God. We all on the one umbrella. You know, we sitting right there under that one umbrella. So I encourage you to come on, amen, in and hear what God is saying and how God is moving. Oh, amen. And then if you move on down just a little bit further on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. Amen. And we come on every Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I think it's 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Make no mistake if you do, amen. Charge it to my head. God's still working on my heart. Glory to God. But and we do some awesome, awesome shows. It's all ministry with you in mind. Amen. Nothing. Amen. You will miss nothing, nothing, and nothing. The line is open for prayer. If you want prayer, you can press the 1, and I'll bring you in for prayer. If you want prayer, amen, on Saturday, you can come on in and get prayer on Saturday. It's all ministry with you in mind. So that means if it's ministry with you in mind, then we got to open up the lines, amen, to see what you need. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour Power. I forgot. Amen. Glory to God. But what we're doing now, we're doing an hour-long show. Glory to God. Each one of us, that's our minister Elaine Jackson, will be coming on at 6:30 with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. And I encourage you to keep it locked. Amen. Go on her Facebook page, and you can connect with her there and hear the word of the Lord and hear what God is pouring out of her spirit, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. So you want to come on and get that living water as it's getting ready to flow even at 6:30. I know a lot of people are watching the games or whatever, but you know, amen, the word still is going to go on, glory to God. So I encourage you to hear her at 6:30, an awesome woman of God who will teach, preach, amen, and she, amen, she's going to give you a testimony of the word of God. Amen, and that's enough said, amen, about all the announcements. Keep them in mind, and if you missed any, you can go on our Facebook page, and they will all be listed. Amen. Each one of us has a page, so you can click on any other pages. And if it's something that you missed and you want to go and hear one of the other shows, glory to God, we will tell you how to get there, because we're all connected together, not separately, together. We're connected. So we will send you in the right direction to get what you need. Glory to God. Amen. With all that said, I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that you are a just God. Father God, we serve a just God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, as you reign on the just so well as the unjust, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that you have no respect of person, oh God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, let them hear you, Lord God. Let them hear the word of the Lord God that's coming from my belly on today. today, oh God. Father God, I move all, Lord God, distractions out of the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything that tried to subtract from the word, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask you to move it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that you are an on-time God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your glory, Lord God. I thank you, God, for healing, God, on this show on today. I thank you, Lord God, for the connection, Lord God, on this show today, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I bind all negative spirits, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, no distraction, no distractions, Lord. Right now in the name of Jesus, as the word goes forth, and a clear path shall be made. Those who want to hear, Lord God, the word of God, Lord, let them connect with your spirit on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. You know, amen, in order, amen, for in order for us to get the word, we have to be connected. In order for you to really get the meaning and the true meaning of who Jesus Christ is, you got to be connected. You got to pray, amen. You got to have that connection with the Lord, our God, in order to connect within the Spirit, glory to God. You know, sometimes we say, yeah, I know him, but do you really know it? You got to have that connection. You got to pray and you got to read. You got to meditate. You got to talk to him, amen. As you read in the word, amen, I talk to him. I said, now, Lord, this is what I'm seeing, and this is what it says. And you, if I'm wrong, then, Lord, you straighten me out, because this is what I'm getting from you. Then this is what you do when you connect with God, glory to God. Because I'm hearing saying that there's some disconnect going on. There's a lot of disconnect going on. You know, you can always say what you think it is, yeah, and sometimes it be wrong, glory to God. And then when somebody try to correct you, then you don't want to hear that correction. But you know what? You can die spiritually from not listening to corrections, glory to God. You know, there's somebody else going to know more than you. You know, it's okay. We learn from each other, glory to God. It may be something that you know that you can help them, and they listen. But understand, if you don't listen, and nobody else, they don't expect nobody to listen to you, glory to God. That's just the way it breaks down. That's not my message. This is just where he's taking me. So we're going to go with it, glory to God. But we got to learn how to hear, amen, you know, and take corrections and listen to what God is saying. You know, sometimes you shut up, think tight. Amen. You got to be able to be open and flow. And if it's something that you think that's not right, you know, just go ahead and just say, okay. And then you go and you seek it, and then you see if they told you the right thing or did they lead you in a wrong direction. That's what you got to do. But we got to be able to be open. You know, sometimes your spirit is open to the wrong thing. This is not what we're supposed to do, but we're going to flow with it. Amen. You know, sometimes your spirit is open to too many things. That's it. Glory to God. You know, sometimes it's more open to the world system than it is to God's system. You know, because the world will tell you you can't have and you can't have. But according to the word of God, he said, I can have whatsoever I say when I say and pray it if I believe it. Glory to God. So you can't listen at the world, at what the world is saying. You can't have. He didn't say that. Glory to God. He may not give it to you right then because he's going to wait until you can handle the thing. Amen. Whether it's a million, whether it's 2 million, or whatever, glory to God, whatever it may be. Wait till you can handle it. Then give it to you. Because you don't want God to give you something and you lose it. You know, you lose it because, amen, glory to God. Now, if you keep begging, then you get what? He'll give it to you, but you won't keep. You'll have to struggle to keep it. Amen, glory to God. So what he give you is fine, too. You ain't got to worry about it. Because if he give it to you, I ain't going to say you ain't going to go through nothing, but you ain't going to lose it. Amen. I'm going to give you a short testimony here. We're going to flow. We're going to go to the word of God. Amen. Hold on. We're going there. We got time to get there. Glory to God. You know, amen, when I got my vehicle, I just couldn't believe it, glory to God. This is what he told me to get, and this is what I got, amen. Of course, I went car shopping, amen, and I told someone to go with me, and they're going to try to give me a Cadillac. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute, no, God ain't told me to get no Cadillac. No, we ain't going that route. I said, I can't do it. It was kind of funny. I'm like, girl. I said, no, I can't do that, girl. What's wrong with you? I said, he told me to get no Cadillac. I ain't going to get no Cadillac. And so I kept looking, I kept looking, I kept looking, and I found the exact vehicle that God told me to get, glory to God. I found the exact one that he told me to get. So I found it, glory to God. I had the picture already and had put it on my refrigerator and prayed over the amen. It's about 2 years, but that's okay. I was doing what he told me to get and got what he told me to get. That was just it. Glory to God. And when I got it, amen, believe it or not, I did not have to make a payment. A payment did not come out of my pocket. And I kid you not, the money was coming. Amen. It was coming. People were giving me money. Glory to God. And Lord was showing me how to get some money, you know, amen, legally. Amen. So I wouldn't have to make payments for it. And it did, and that money flowed. It flowed for at least a year. That money came, so I made the payments on it. Glory to God, because I was in compliance with what his word was saying and what he was telling me to do. That's when you're obedient. Because, you know, our pastor always said, slow obedience, amen, glory to God. You miss out, amen. Disobedience, amen. And slow obedience to disobedience. That's what he said. There you go. Thank you, pastor. Amen, glory to God. And that's what happened. And see, and once I start doing things on my own, you know, glory to God, then that flow stopped. It stopped because I shouldn't have been over there doing those things. Amen. It was nothing bad. It's just that I wasn't doing still what he was telling me to do. If I was doing what still he was telling me to do, I wouldn't have had to worry about it. The flow would have kept on flowing. Glory to God. Remember when he told a woman, borrow some pots. Glory to God. Don't get a little. Told her to get a lot. And she should have went and got the barrel. She should have went out there and got the buckets. I'd have went and got some pockets. I'd have went and got everything I could have found. The pots and the pans. And whenever she ran out, the oil stopped flowing. So see, that's what I'm saying. So don't go out there and get something. Amen. Listen to God. Amen. Because he will lead you and he'll guide you. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get into our message. If you would, turn with me to Psalms 34. And we're going to start at the first verse. Psalms 34, glory to God. And this is just simply praise the Lord at all times. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You know, that scripture right there, amen. It is, amen. That's an awesome scripture. I will praise the Lord at all times. Amen. You know, sometimes when you get to going through, you can't really strike up a praise, you know. But guess what? If you can't strike up a praise and praise God, even though when you're going through, then here's what you need to do. Let me tell you a little something that you must do. Don't wait for tomorrow. You can do it today. Glory to God. Just put you on some praise music and begin to praise the Lord, not God. Because, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes when you're going through stuff, amen, to praise the Lord. It is, glory to God, but there's a way that you can get your breakthrough where you can get back to that place where you can praise the Lord. You know, come on now. When you got a light bill, do you like, oh, my God, Lord, how am I going to do this? Oh, my God. But you say his praises shall continually be in your mouth. So that means you got to keep praying. Reasoning, no matter you ain't got the money, Lord, I praise you, because I know it's coming, Lord. You're going to send it to me somewhere. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. I look to the hill, which come all my help. It comes from you, Lord. Lord, I praise you, no matter what it looked like. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. Even though my check is short, I praise you, Lord, because you're going to stretch it. You're going to make it last. You're going to show me, Lord God, what I can cut and what I don't have to get. If I don't have to get this, then, Lord, you're going to show me. Lord, I praise you, Lord, because he's going to take care of you no matter what it is. You know, sometimes things don't happen because you don't really truly believe him. That's the thing about it, glory to God. You don't really truly believe that he is going to make a way. You know, that those scriptures are there for a purpose. When they say he'll make a way out of no way, you know he'll make a way out of no way. But sometimes when you get hit by just a little brick, glory to God, and there are sometimes people who get a whole doctor-load truck of bricks, amen, dumped on top of them, and they're still going. And all you got hit by is one little brick and one little bill. Sometimes people get so, amen, caught up, amen, glory to God, about things hitting them. you forget about to praise the Lord. But understand, he gonna help you. He gonna take care of you. He gonna watch over you, but you got to learn how to praise the Lord. Well, God, I'm gonna praise you, Lord. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth, Lord. I'm gonna praise you when I got enough. I'm gonna praise you when, Lord God, my check is looking funny. Lord, I'm gonna praise you even though they saying something ugly to me. Lord, I'm gonna still praise you, Lord God, if I'm walking down the street, Lord God, and let nobody speak to me. I'm gonna praise you, Lord God, even if I go in a place, God, and nobody says a word. He says, I'll say something, Lord. I'm gonna praise you, Lord God, even though if I have to eat this bologna, huh? Oh, look out now, and this bread, hallelujah. I'm gonna praise you, Lord God, even though if I ain't got the steak on, huh? I'm gonna praise you, Lord God, even though the rose didn't come home last night. Oh, look out now. I'm gonna praise you, Lord God, even though, Lord God, Sister Sadie, oh, my God, I saw her, she's supposed to be my friend, over there hanging out and talking to my husband. I'm gonna praise you, Lord God. You gotta praise it anyway, because you know God will take care of all that that's going on, glory to God. So you can't lose your praise. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Let it continue to flow out of your mouth, glory to God. Let's move on down, my God, my God. Verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So you got to learn how to glorify God. God, I praise you and I glorify your name because I know, Lord God, you're going to make it all right. Ain't nothing come upon me, Lord God, that you can't take care of, God. I glorify your name, Father. I'm not going to move, Lord. I can't give up now, Lord God. I come too far to turn around, Lord God. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they act. I can't, Lord God. I just can't. I can't give up now. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Glory to God. Don't you know when you begin to praise the Lord, God, you know, and praise God, don't you know God will deliver you, amen, for some things that you fear. You fear the Lord, but you don't fear what people can do to you. But once you begin to praise God, amen, it's some stuff got to break. Huh? Oh, good God Almighty. Don't you know if you're walking around your house all busted up, amen, my God, what is going on in this place? Don't you know when you begin, amen, to lift up of your voice and continually praising God, don't you know some things got to break off of you, glory to God, when you put on that music, that worship music, amen, you can go ahead and put on and say, hey, hold up, this means war. I'm coming against you, devil. You ain't going to get what you thought you were going to get, and you ain't going to have my mind not up in here, up in here. So when you begin to praise the Lord, thy God, oh, my God, things begin to break off you, amen, glory to God, you begin to feel lighter, and you can go on, but you know, sometimes when things hit you, you just forget about it, you forget about it. You forget about what the scripture says. But that's when you need to mount up. If you're reading the word, if that scripture's down in your belly, then God's going to pull it up and say, hold up, wait a minute. Don't you remember? I remember, glory to God, I used to always pray. I said, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord, I need your help. Lord, let your angels camp around me. And I would just pray, and I had been praying that, amen, for years, glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that prayer all the time. So one night, glory to God, My room was filled, amen. I see these people, amen. I go, oh my God. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, didn't you say let my angels camp around you? I said, yes, I did. So guess what? Hallelujah. It came to pass. Now when I go, amen, they're with me. I know the Lord that they're with me. Glory to God. So when you ask, glory to God, just know, amen, he gonna do just what he said he gonna do. Amen. Glory to God. The room was just feel, glory to God. I said, oh, my God, I couldn't hardly be still. My God. I said, Lord, you said them, you said them. He said, you asked for them, didn't you? I said, yes, Lord, I did. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. So when you continue to praise God and ask God, he gonna be there with you. He ain't gonna leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Let's move on down. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Glory to God. Don't you know God ain't going to let you be ashamed? Amen. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what happened. It does not matter. It don't matter. You continue to praise God. You know how people sometimes get this look on their face. Amen. And you know, oh, well, what did she do? You know, oh, what did he do? Glory to God. You know, amen. Some things are going on in their life. But guess what? He ain't going to let you be ashamed. My God will not let you be ashamed. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Come on, man. You got to be happy and learn to praise God no matter what. He ain't going to let you be ashamed. He ain't going to let you be disgraced. You ain't got to worry about it. You know, so many times you get so caught up in thinking and worrying about what people going to think. That it ain't got nothing to do with people. Glory to God. You're trying to get your seat in the kingdom of God, and that's where you're headed. You ain't worried about what they saying. You ain't worried about what they saying. You ain't worried about who they told. You're trying to get your kingdom, a seat in the kingdom of God, learning how to praise the Lord our God. Let's move on, amen, just a little bit further. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Don't you know God hear you? He hear you when you pray. He hear you, glory to God. He ain't going to let you be ashamed. He going to save you and deliver you from all those troubles. He ain't going to just let that thing keep weighing you down. If you believe it, he's going to do it, glory to God. But you know you got to work your faith, too, glory to God. Now, when you're praising, yes, you got to work your faith. Amen. When you're trying to work your faith, let me just drop a little nugget and give you a little nugget, glory to God. When you're trying to work your faith, it's best, amen, tell you somebody that you know that can get a prayer through. Don't tell the outside world, because you know what they're going to do? Well, I don't see how God's going to do that, and I don't see how God's going to do that. Glory to God. Before they know it, you already tried to stay in faith. They done tore your faith up with all that negativity. Glory to God. So when you're trying to believe God for something and you need God for something, glory to God, just be careful, amen, who you share it with, because you're trying to stay in faith, and you know what? People nowadays, they bold. They don't care. They ain't going to tell you straight up, okay, he ain't going to do that for you. I don't see God doing that. And even if they don't tell you, they're going to go tell somebody else, glory to God. Amen. So it's best you just hold on to it and tell somebody that you know can get a prayer through, that can help you to get that breakthrough. That's what you do, glory to God. Let's move on down. Amen. The angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and deliver them. Don't you know them angels going to be right there? God's going to send his angels. When you believe God, you don't let nobody take it away. There used to be a point in my life, my God, amen. I'm a positive sister. I don't want nobody coming to me talking negative, glory to God. Because I said like this, amen. If God don't want to do it, then God don't have to do it. It's up to him. But ain't no man, ain't no earthly man going to tell me that I can't have it. Because if God said I can have it, glory to God, then I can have it, glory to God. Because it's his anyway, it's up to him to give it to me within reason. I'm not going to ask for nothing that I know now. Come on now. Don't be asking nobody, let me go ahead and clear it up. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Glory to God. Don't ask for nobody why. Don't do it. Don't do it, and don't do it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you not just don't do it. Glory to God. And you don't have to do that. Glory to God. But don't you know if God says you can have it, he's going to give it to you, but you got to continue to praise him. Once you don't ask for it, then that's when you got to come here and start working it, working your faith. Praise God. And if it is, print your picture on. Put it before you so you can see it. My God. Like I said, I had that truck, amen, on my refrigerator for about 2 years, glory to God. But it was okay, because guess what? Hallelujah. The money that I had, the car that I had, what he say? He didn't let nothing wear out, glory to God. I still had a way to go, and I was going. That transmission was kicking and dipping. But guess what? I would never find the road in that car, glory to God. God kept it running, glory to God, until I got my truck and then some after, glory to God. So, you know, see, he going to take care of you. When you're in God's will, you ain't got to worry about it, glory to God. So God's going to give you, amen, what you need. When you need it, he's going to deliver you, amen, out of all them troubles that you go through, glory to God. So you ain't got to worry about it. As long as you're in compliance with his will and in the word of God, amen, you're saved, you're filled, amen, you know, amen, without a shadow of a doubt who you belong to, glory to God. You know without a shadow of a doubt where you're going to spend eternity, glory to God. God's going to help you, glory to God. He's going to get you through what you got to go through. So don't worry, amen. Keep praising him. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Number eight, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Don't you know you'll be you blessed, amen, if you trust in the Lord thy God. You put all your faith in the Lord thy God. You know, you can't go wrong with that when you put your faith and your trust in the Lord thy God, glory to God, because he's going to bring you out every time, not sometimes. He's going to deliver you every time, glory to God. Sometimes the reason some people don't get delivered, amen, is because once he delivers you, turn around and go back. Stop going back to that same old mess. Whenever it tries to come back up, say, hold up, God done delivered me from that. I ain't going back, glory to God. You got to, once he delivers you, then you got to keep your deliverance, glory to God, by not going back. But sometimes, you know what happens? You know, sometimes people want to go back to satisfy other people. But that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make sure, amen, when God delivers you, I'm going to stay out, glory to God, so I can make sure that I obey God's word and I can do what God wants me to do. And I can keep praising God over here, because if I go back, I'm going to lose what I have. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on to nine. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. If, don't you know, if you have that reverential fear, amen, of God, you know, of not doing what God is calling you to do, amen, don't you know, amen, glory to God, that's the fear that you should have. You don't have to fear what man gonna do to you. You ain't got to fear, amen, what man gonna do to you, glory to God. Because it ain't nothing they gonna do to you. God ain't gonna let them hurt you. There's people, glory to God. And if they do, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Because God said, I got that. He always tell me, he said, I got that. He said, you ain't gotta worry about that. I got that. And then when I hear him say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, I have to close the mouth, glory to God. He said, no man can tame the tongue, but God can tame the tongue. He said, no man can tame his own tongue, no, but God can tame the tongue. When he said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, then I just don't do it. I said, oh, Lord, I'll do that little cross and I'll walk on off, glory to God. You got to learn, glory to God. Don't go and tackle something you know that God is not telling you to tackle. Because everything, you have to be careful, amen, because you have to be careful about just saying stuff out of the top of your head, you know, just thinking, okay, well, I'm thinking this, and I'm not going to just say it. No, he said, take every thought into captivity, glory to God. And that's what you got to get to that state. Take every thought, he didn't say some, every thought, not some, let me repeat, every thought, not some, glory to God, into captivity before you speak. If you know you're going to hurt somebody, don't do it, glory to God. If you know it's going to really make somebody mad, be careful, glory to God. Ask God to tell you how to say it and what to say, glory to God. Let's move on down. The young wives do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything. Don't you know when you're seeking God, you ain't going to want for nothing, glory to God, because you got the one, amen. You're seeking the one right now that owns everything. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and you know some of that beef up their mind, and you know what? He ain't going to give me them little skinny cows either. He going to give me his best beef, because it's sad is that God wants you to have his best, and he going to give you his best. But guess what? You got to learn how to give him your best, so you got to learn how to praise him out of your mouth, glory to God. Let his praise is continually to be in your mouth each and every day. When you wake up in the morning, you got to say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Thank you, Lord God, for letting the blood run warm through my veins, oh God. Lord, you kept me on last night. You kept me from hurt, harm, and danger. You didn't take me out of my sleep. You made on death get back and behave. And Lord, for that, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that I can still walk. I thank you, Lord, that I can still talk. You know there are some people, amen, who want to praise God. And all they can do is just wave their hand. Well, God understands that. But you got to use your mouth while you got it. Use your voice while you got it. Glory to God. Don't always walk around with a closed mouth. My Lord, understand. You got to learn how to open your mouth and say, God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I praise you, Lord, in the midst of the valley. I praise you, Lord, in the midst of the storm. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. And he ain't going to hold nothing good from you. Ain't nothing good that God going to hold back from you. And if it's a car you need, God will give you that, glory to God. If it's a house you need, he'll give you that. If you're healing you need, then God will give you that, hallelujah. You know, we was in class, amen, one night, and I remember, amen, I heard my pastor say, you know, God can heal through miracles. He can heal through medicine, glory to God. He can do it any way he pleases. Now, we serve a good God, glory to God. So he can heal you anyway, glory to God. But he's still going to heal you, glory to God. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Let's move down. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Let's move on down. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gold. Glory to God. He's telling you here how, amen, how you can, you know, amen, when you praise the Lord, this is the thing that you need to do. You got to be careful what you're saying nowadays. You got to be careful who you're hanging around with. You got to be careful the words coming out your mouth. Glory to God. He said in 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Glory to God. So whatever you need, you got to seek it. Hallelujah. You know, some things ain't going to automatically, you think things just going to automatically fall on you. No, something you got to seek it. This word ain't going to automatically get in me unless I seek the word, unless I read it, unless I have fellowship with my Father. Glory to God. Not my daddy, my Father. Glory to God. Amen. And ask him, Lord, what do you mean? What are you talking about, Lord God? I'm here, Lord God. I want to fellowship with you, Lord. It's in the cool of the day. So come on, Lord, talk to me now. I know this morning. I said, Lord, come on now. I said, I got to hear you. I need to hear you talking to me. You're God of here, Lord. I need to hear you. So he started talking. He's I've been here all the time. Well, you did. Glory to God. You know, that's the kind of Father I serve. So he will talk back to you. Glory to God. My God, my God. So, you know, when you're talking to him and you're fellowshipping with him and you're praising the Lord, I praise you for that. Lord, I praise you for that answer. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. I glorify your name. I magnify your name, God. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord God, because I needed your help on that thing, Lord God. Lord, I know I'm going to continue to praise you, Lord God. Although I might be in the valley low, God, I'm still going to praise you, Lord God. Although when you're on the mountain high, amen, it's easy to praise the Lord, not God. But when sometimes when the storm the life are raging around you. Can you praise the Lord, that God? Oh, my God. That's the time in your faith. Amen. And who you trust, don't be tested. My God. But just know, there is one that sits high and he looks low and he sees what you need. Hallelujah. But he wants you to ask him anyway. Said, Father in heaven, I need you, Lord God. I need this, Lord. I need you, Lord, to help me get the peace I need. Glory to God. And he goes, do just that. Hallelujah. Whatever trouble you're going through, whatever trial you're going through, whatever tribulation you're going through, good God Almighty, you got someone, amen, that's waiting on you. Hallelujah. You ain't waiting on him. He's waiting on you to ask him to take this thing. Glory to God. He's a drink from my cup. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Drink from his cup, my God. When you drink from that cup, amen. Oh, my Lord. You shall never hunger and thirst after righteousness again. My God, don't you know he'll take care of everything you got to go through? Glory to God. But sometimes you forget all about it when sometimes things hit. Amen. You forget all about it. The first thing, amen, you know, oh, my God, this done happened. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, for a minute. Amen. Yes, you're going to go through that for just a second. But then guess what? It's time for you to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and begin to praise the Lord. And say, Lord, I need you down here. My God, Lord, I need you. But Lord, I know you're going to make it all right. Lord, I still praise you. I'm not giving up on my praises, God. Because I know you said praises shall continue to be in my mouth. So, God, I got to learn how to praise you, Lord God. You got to learn how to step over the circumstances, glory to God. You know, I was watching, amen, it's facing your giants. It's a movie. Amen, glory to God. It's an awesome movie. You know, he told him, he said, listen, he had to regroup, hallelujah. You know, they were getting mad because they weren't winning no games and they weren't doing nothing. Glory to God, they were getting mad. But he said, hold up, wait a minute. So he learned, amen. He started praying and praying to the Lord, our God. And you know, he said, well, you praise me, amen, when you win, but you don't praise me, amen, when you lose the game. But then, amen, glory to God, he went and he presented it back to his team. He said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give, right? We're going to praise him, amen, when we win, and when we lose, we're going to give him the same praise, glory to God. So they start praising him, hallelujah, when they were winning, and then they start praising when they start losing. Don't you know when they start doing that, glory to God? They became stronger. Oh, my God. They became getting stronger and they're getting stronger. So they went to the championship and they won. Glory to God. So see, we're winners all the time. So we got to begin to praise God even though through the circumstances. And praise God, amen, when you win, amen. And praise God when you think you done lost, but you ain't lost. Because guess what? God got something better for you. Amen. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to praise the Lord. Thank God. Let his praises continually be in your mouth. Don't take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Don't you know what? Amen. Sometimes you'll go somewhere and in your needs, amen, something, and you know, they say, well, you know what? According to your credit, I can't give you this. But listen, glory to God. We serve an awesome God, okay? Amen, glory to God. And you ain't got to worry about it because then he said he'll deliver you out of all your troubles. When they said no, God will open the door and tell you yes. You know what? The interest rate may be too high over there anyway. Glory to God. And God wants you to go somewhere else. So don't get mad, amen. Just go ahead and get your praise on. Oh, good God Almighty. And that's what you do. My God. You got to learn how to praise God anyway. Don't get so stuck in the tradition. You know, some people have a different spirit, glory to God. Some people have a more livelier spirit, amen, and they want to praise the Lord thy God. Well, and then somebody said, well, it don't take all that. Well, it takes that, then some, and then some more, amen. If it's somebody can add to it, amen, I'll take it, glory to God, you know, amen, because this is the type of person, you know, I am, amen. I'm a positive person, amen. You know what, I don't like negative people around me, glory to God, because if I'm trying to stay, amen, positive, then you bring in your negative spirit, that just ain't gonna click with me. Glory to God. That's what I like, glory to God, us to stay positive. When I'm talking to somebody, it doesn't matter, amen, if they done went through something, I'm still going to stay positive. You know, I'm going to be careful, but I'm going to stay positive. You got to stay positive. You got to keep a positive attitude about things. Because, see, you can help somebody, but they're going to notice, amen, your spirit, they're going to notice. And wait a minute, hold up now. And both of us, amen, doubt and unbelief, and how can you help me? So there you go. You got to stay positive. Glory to God. Well, so you know what? Yes, you know you're right. Yes, you are. And we serve an awesome God. That's what you do. And we're going to keep praising God. Amen. No matter what the situation is. Glory to God. Because he's going to handle it. Glory to God. Don't you know he said hi? Like I said, and he looked low, but it ain't nothing God would do for his children. He said, I will withhold no good thing back from you. He going to give it to you in due season. Glory to God. There are things that sometimes we try to get, and guess what? It ain't due season. Glory to God. But you don't want to get nothing out of season, amen, and then you're going to catch it trying to keep it. Glory to God. And that's when you want to make sure that you're in the will of God. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, you just keep praising him and keep thanking him and keep lifting him up, glory to God. And then your day will come. You will get just what, amen, God has for you. My God, my God. You don't let up, hallelujah, in your praise. Don't ever let up in your praise. You continue to praise. And even when you're going to get ready to go to sleep, amen, praising, you know, whenever I get ready to go to sleep, glory to God, I just go ahead and continue, amen, praying and doing what I'm doing, glory to God. I tell y'all, we learned some stuff over here, glory to God, and I'm going to encourage you now to come on in, amen. I'm not just talking, amen. It ain't just a good talk. It's the truth anyway, glory to God. And for some of you who are Southerners, you know, it's the truth anyhow. So come on, amen, and get in on the ground floor because God is really moving, amen. You know, we learn some stuff over here, and that's what we do. You know, we're in touch with our world, but you know what? God is building, amen. He's building us, amen. As our apostle said, from the inside out, good God Almighty, that right there will last you, glory to God. But if you're on the outside, amen, trying to make you happy, that ain't going to work, glory to God. But if you let God build you from the inside out, then you'll have what you need, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is building, amen, glory to God. And I encourage you still to come on in, glory to God. But continue to praise the Lord, that God. Because you can't just stop just because you go through trials and tribulations. You can't just stop. You got to learn how to praise God and give him a continual praise. God, hallelujah, glory to God. Even when you get mad sometimes, you know, and sometimes, yeah, you do. You don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Even if you get mad, well, you know what? I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I just go on, glory to God. And before you know it, amen, it'll calm you down to that place, glory to God. So you won't do nothing, amen, that you should do. You won't be speaking evil against nobody, glory to God. You know, and that way you'll have your peace back, glory to God. You know, that's what they're saying. If you want peace, then you got to pursue it, glory to God. You can't nobody steal your peace unless you let them. That's the thing about it, you know. And sometimes you get so mad, well, they just made me mad. Well, guess what? Yeah, they made you mad because you let them stole your peace. Don't let nobody steal your peace. Because if you got a praise on the inside of you and God has built you from the inside out, glory to God, then you ain't got to worry about all that. You don't have to worry about all that. Because God said, I got you. He said, I got you. Hallelujah. I got you. Glory to God. He said, I got you. Through all the troubles, through all the trials, through all the tribulations, he said, I got you. Hallelujah. So he ain't going to let nothing, amen. Although you may be hit, amen, with some hard stuff sometimes, glory to God. You may stumble, but God ain't going to let you fall. My God, my God. He still got you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So continue to praise the Lord, God. Strike up your praise and walk around your house and praise God. Lord, I praise you because it could have been even worse, Lord. God, I praise you, Lord God. All because, Lord God, of who you are, Lord. I praise you, Lord God. It doesn't matter what it looked like. Still praise the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to steal your praise. Don't allow the enemy to steal your praise. You know, sometimes you give more room to the devil than you do to Jesus. My God, who died on the cross for you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So learn how to praise him no matter what. Amen. Strike up a praise. And guess what? That thing will move out of your way. Hallelujah. If you can't do it, turn on the music and it'll do it for you. Glory to God. And I guarantee it, amen, it'll break it off. My God, let's see if we have anybody that wants prayer, amen, at this time, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I encourage you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me who you are. You don't tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from, because I want to know what part of the world we're reaching. So you just tell me where you're calling from, because we serve a good God, and ain't nothing shy, God. God ain't going to hold nothing back from you. Everything that you need, amen, he's already supplied it. He's already given it to you. You just got to learn how to pull it down, glory to God. You have to pull it down, hallelujah. You got to learn how to pull it down, glory to God. You know, I give testimonies many, many times, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I want my natural stuff. Lord, what is my natural stuff? There was some stuff I was believing him for, and he spoke to me. He said, you know what? He said, listen, Martha. He said, first the spiritual. He said, then the natural. So he did, and after God spoke to me and told me that, I stopped asking then, and you know, it's been a few years ago, I stopped asking for natural stuff. So I just started walking in the spirit and learning more about the word of God and being taught, amen, the word of God, and just kept on seeking God, amen. You know, sometimes it's time to seek the spiritual things and not the natural things, glory to God. But now I'm at my natural state, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So now he's giving me my natural stuff because it's time. But he didn't give it to me before time. Amen. But he knew I needed a car, so he gave me that. Glory to God. But he didn't give it to me before time. And I thank God for that. Glory to God. So I encourage you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I encourage you. Hallelujah. To seek the Lord thy God, amen, and continue to praise him. Let's see if we have anybody calling. No callers, amen. No one has pressed the 1. Well, I'm going to pray, amen, anyway, amen. I'm going to just pray, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you once again, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are on the line, God. Father, if there's any sickness that's on this line, oh God. Father God, we decree and we declare that they're healed by your stripes, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if there's a need on this line, oh God. Father God, I pray that the need be met right now in the name of Jesus. Financial situation, Lord God. Oh, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, rain down, Lord God, the finances that they need, oh God. Bring them in, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for the children, Lord God. I pray, Lord, for obedient children, Lord God. Father God, bring them back, Lord God. Bring them back to you, Lord. Father God, give them a conviction, Lord, so they can come back and turn around, Lord God, and do it now to come back and seek you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. All those who have gone astray, oh God, bring them back, Lord. We call them back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, those that are connected with this ministry, Lord, Father God, I call them in, Lord God, two by two, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord God, I pray that the chains loose them and let them go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God. I give you the glory, I give you honor, and I give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. If there's someone who's dealing with some neck problems, if you're on this line, amen, glory to God. You got some problems with your neck, glory to God, on your left side, amen. If you're on this line, would you press the 1, amen, so I can bring you in, amen, and pray for you, glory to God. If you're on this line and you got some still having some stiffness in your neck, glory to God, would you please press the 1 so I can bring you in, amen, glory to God. Amen. You don't have to tell me who you are. Amen. Just tell me where you're calling from if you're on this line. Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen. Nobody has pressed the 1. I don't see it. Glory to God. Well, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just know and believe. Amen. To continue to praise God. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you do. You know, God is moving, amen. And you know, I see the move of God, and everybody should see the move of God, because God is moving. God's still healing. You know, he's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting people free. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why you need to continue to praise the Lord. You know, no matter what's going on in your life, yes, you can get shaken sometimes. But, yes, you still got to praise God, hallelujah, because you ain't got nothing else. Can't nobody else help you but God, my God. That's the only one that's going to help you to bring you out of it. Glory to God. Yes, God, yes, yes, and yes. That's it. Glory to God. Your praises should continually be in your mouth each and every day. Don't forget to praise the Lord when you wake up in the morning. You know, sometimes you have to stop for a minute and say, hold up, Lord. I ain't thanked you this morning, Lord. I ain't praised you or nothing. Just stop. Sometimes I just stop. I go, hold up, wait a minute. No, hold up. Glory to God. I know sometimes when some get out of the bed, amen, the phone starts to ring. I go, hold up, wait a minute. Stop. Just stop. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, good morning, Lord. How you doing this morning? Praise you. Thank you, Lord. You know, and that's what you got to do. Glory to God. Don't let nothing steal, amen, a connection that you have with the Lord thy God. You praise God going down the road, you know. I sometimes do that also. Glory to God, I do. Amen. And people be looking over there at me. I don't have no earphones against to my ear thing. I guess they think I be talking to myself. But I don't. I know who I be talking to. Amen. Glory to God. Because so much is going on now. So you got to make sure that you have that relationship with the Lord thy God. And I'm going to encourage you, amen, I encourage you, I encourage you, I encourage you to give to the ministry, glory to God. I know y'all say they're always talking about money, but you know what, it's okay, glory to God, because you want some, don't you? Glory to God, just plain and simple, you want some, so if you whatever you want, you got to do something different. If you ain't give a $10 last year, come on now, I'm going to tell you to move up 50 this year, glory to God, amen. Yeah, I heard you, that's a big jump, yeah, that's okay, we serve a big God, hallelujah, my God, so I'm going to encourage you to give, hallelujah, give to the ministry, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, my God, we serve such a good God, and he's an awesome God, amen, ain't no way around it, ain't no way around it, we serve a good God to be praised, and he's worthy to be praised, Amen. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, encourage you again. Don't forget the shows that's coming on. Don't forget Tuesday night, amen, with Apostle and Pastor, amen. They're going to kick some doors down, hallelujah. Go in and get some people delivered all the way, amen, from where they are. Glory to God. They ain't got to be there at your back door to do it. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you. Amen. Don't forget the Tuesday night show at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They're going to kick the door down. Amen. So they may be knocking at your door. So, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't forget to listen to the show Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then don't forget the Saturday show. Amen. With none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She walked the dog, amen, and she's going to take him by the chain and pull him again on Saturday. So I encourage you to come on and listen to it. Amen. It comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have Prophet's Mouth on Sunday at 5, amen, Eastern Standard Time. Then you have Mercy Lane coming up at 6:30. So I encourage you, you got a little time, amen, to go and get you a drink of water. Amen, and come back, amen, and sit down, amen, and listen. You know, sometimes, you know, people have the phones on, and I know that they have the phone on, but they don't really be listening. That's why the word can't have an impact on your life because you ain't really listening. When you sit down, amen, and listen to what they say, and glory to God, sometimes you move around too much. Sit down and listen to the word of God. Glory to God. She's going to bring a word in season, my God, an awesome word of God. Amen. She will teach it. Amen. She'll preach it. And then guess what? She's going to testimony it. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying in her life. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want to leave the show, amen, without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. You know, God is calling all, amen, not just some. It don't matter. Amen. It don't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter. Amen. If you ain't did right all this time, it does not matter. God is calling you. He's pulling on your coattail to come on in. Amen. Come on in right now. Glory to God. And if that's you, I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent for all my sins, Lord. I believe Jesus died and rose on the third day. And if you said that, amen, welcome to the body of Christ. Well, amen, you are now a blood-washed believer in Jesus Christ. And, amen, the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived, and you can see it. Take your Bibles with you. So, amen, you can read along to see, amen, if the word it lines up with what they're saying in your word. Glory to God. You know, there's a lot of versions of the word out there. Get one, that, amen, that you know that you can understand. Glory to God. And God will lead you, amen, and guide you. My God. But I encourage you, amen, to make sure, amen, you get connected to a local church. Amen. Or you get connected to the wild team, however you want to do it. Amen. Because God is, I'm believing God, amen, for the partners that's coming in, because I know God is pulling on somebody now, right now, because he's pulling on my heart. That's why I can't hardly get my word out. Yes, Lord. He's pulling on somebody right this minute, and you know who it is, but you're afraid, hallelujah, to come on and get in because you don't want to leave certain people behind. But don't miss out on yours now. Try it, because they don't want to go down the path you going down. Glory to God. Because in this, you know, they always say, you know, my mom and them used to always say, every tug sit on its own bottom. Now, I feel that tug on this line. Glory to God. You know who you are. Amen. You know who you are. God is calling you. Amen. He's going to keep calling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when God calls and tells us, baby, it's time to answer because you don't know what's going on. Glory to God. But God wants to do some great and mighty things. There's no telling what he can do. Amen. Glory to God. You know, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. Glory to God. What God can do and how he can use you. But first of all, you got to get what you need. You got to get some teaching. I wasn't going that way, but he pulled on me. So I got to say what he say. We're just releasing what he says. I'm on sleep. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get where you need to be. Don't keep, amen, out there in la-la land because other people, amen, understand. It's you. You know who you are. Amen. You know who you are. And that's all I got to say. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to get a benediction, and I'm going to get out of here. Amen. Yes, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We'll see you back on next week. Amen.